Yes, I love sweet rolls. No more meat, or maybe all the meat. So warm. Hi, honey. Did you sleep well? No, I haven't brushed my teeth yet. I just want to stay in bed. My butt is still sore from the adventure yesterday, and I still want to cuddle. No, but I'm comfy. Just a little bit, please. I love you. Yeah, I still want to go shopping today. I can't wait to spend my fortune. All the fancy boots and food I could eat. Maybe get one of those fancy notebooks and write a story about our party's adventure. Of course, you'd be my story. You're my damsel in distress. Yep. Every story should be about how I saved my good-looking but goofy husband from danger, who cooks me food all the time and doesn't wear a shirt. All right. Enough daydreaming. Let's get dressed. All right, let's go. Wow, look at all the stores and vendors. There's all kind of things here. Ooh, someone's cooking delicious food. I don't know what it is, but we're eating it. Come on, follow me. Ooh, seasoned mutton. That looks so good. And look how much you get. mister, how much is for the mutton? 10 silvers? Yeah, deal. Here. One for you. One for me. What's so funny? The idea that I used to be a princess? Hey! Well, I'm not a wallflower. Besides, I hear no complaints when I saved your butt. You saved my butt? Oh, really? Because last time I checked, I never took an arrow in mine. I'll stop bringing that up when it stops being funny, my dear. Don't worry, I'll make it up to you. Come on, you can help me try on some armor. Hi there, I'm in the market for some armor and some new boots. That would be nice. Ooh, drakeskin boots. I heard that these could last a lifetime and can protect you from fire, and they look beautiful. How much? 2,000 gold? No way. But can't I cut the price a little bit? Little haggle? I mean, that's a lot of money to just throw down. Fine. Huh? Honey, wait, that's a lot of money. You can't just blow your share like that. I mean, yeah, I want them, but that's more than half your share. Thank you, dear. I'll take good care of them. I promise. Now then, about the armor. I'm looking for something light and flexible, maybe. These are quite, will they protect the eyes, I guess. Should be worn one of these when I try to haggle for a better price on the boots. I don't know. Which one do you like, honey? Of course, you like them all. So I guess I'll just have to try them all on. How about this? Ooh, this one. Ooh. Stay right here, honey. I'll be right back. And here, I thought this would be easy to fit in. No. You can look until it's on properly. One second. Okay. 3, 2, 1. What do you think? Ooh, you like how it shows my tail, huh? Nice save. It's supposed to be for barbarians, I think, but I like the chest plate. It feels very soft. I like soft. Oh, hang on. I saw another one I want to try on. And this one should be much easier to put on. Okay, take a look at this one. What do you think? Yeah, the front is very revealing. It's supposed to be a robe for a female necromancer, I think. I guess you can raise the dead in more ways than one with this one thing on. Ooh, do you remember that female knight with the shaped armor? Plate armor? Yeah, I remember we did a few quests with her, and all the guys thought she was, for a lack of a better word, blessed. Then she took off her armor, and I remember the disappointment on everyone's face. Hey, I wasn't jealous. Maybe a little. Whatever. I'm a kitsune. I'm still growing. No, I'm serious. When I become 1,000 years old, we ascend to a more divine appearance. But do the outfits have you stricken with some kind of rigor mortis? I knew that would get a smile out of you. But I actually like this one though. I could definitely go to bed in this like a rich noble or an evil, sexy necromancer noble. Yeah, there's not like there's a lot of space in my pack. Ooh, maybe we should talk but to the others about getting a wagon with the group. It will be so nice to travel without having to walk everywhere. We could even pool our money to, like, get two. One for the loot and one to rest in at night. Right. We'll get a cover. A place to rest in the shade, and we can pitch some tents to it at night. Yeah. Horse feed does cost a lot. Well, we got time to talk about it, but I'm definitely buying the robes. Okay, now that that's done, we have one last thing to do. We need to buy some gifts for our friends. Okay, we need to find things that dwarves, elven, orcs, and humans would like as gifts. Let's think. Ooh, Gerald, his drinking mug, that broke, so we need to get him a new one. And Jennifer, she wanted a new book to read. She likes romance novels, dear. Don't worry about it, darling. I just need you to help me carry everything. And we're back. Hey, everyone. How are all of you? That goes to here. Well, we just got back from shopping ourselves, and look at what we bought. Gifts. We got a drinking mug, a book, a runestone, and take a look at this. It's called a music box. You can just crank it, and it plays music. After all the spending today, we don't have much coin left. Enough for maybe one more at night. But hey, it looks like there's plenty of work on the board, so I'm not worried. Come on, guys. We fought trolls, nymphs, a lich. We could take on a couple of goblins and bandits. As long as we're together, we're a team now. Who wants to buy a wagon? Yeah, that's the spirit, guys. Now, who wants to pay for me and my husband's share? Eh? Eh? Oh well. It was worth a shot.